In addition to studying things like marketing and copywriting and business building and all of that good stuff, I, for as long as I can remember, at least as an adult, have studied how to grow wealthy, how to get rich, how to make money, how to make your money make money. Not necessarily because I feel obsessed or incredibly attached to this idea of getting rich, but because I figure that having enough money, having enough resources that you don't have to worry about money and resources is way better than not having enough and constantly worrying. And believe me, like I've basically lived paycheck to paycheck, and I've lived with way more money than I need. And having way more money than you need, it's not going to guarantee happiness, but it will make a lot of problems that come with not having money go away. So, in the whole process of studying how to get rich, I came across this little parable, this little lesson, how to get rich with just a dollar. And I thought that it's a fun little lesson. It's a fun way to think about money, and I will share it with you today. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so the way that I heard this comes from ancient Greece. And so when we talk about coins, think of, ancient Greece and coins being the money of the realm, right? So if we're two people hanging out in Greece, in ancient Greece, and I say, here's all my money, and I show you a stack of 10 silver coins, and I say, would you call me rich? Probably say no. 10 silver coins have never been worth that much. But you would say that I'm not rich. Even if you had less or more than those 10 silver coins, you would probably say that I wasn't rich. But if I then take you to an entire room, like a vault, basically, full of coins, of silver coins, of gold coins, you would, and I were to ask you this, I were to say, this is all my money, would you consider me to be rich? Well, because most people in ancient Greece didn't have that type of money, because most people don't have rooms full of money, you would probably consider me to be rich with that. So, where's the difference? Exactly how many coins do you have to become rich? If you have a stack of 10 coins, you're not rich. If you have a room full of 1 million coins, maybe you are rich. But at what point did you become rich? So today, like if I were to show you a stack of 10 $1 bills and I would say, am I rich, right? You'd say, no, not rich. But if I were to show you a stack of $1 billion bills, would you consider me to be rich then? At some point, based on anybody's definition of at least financial wealth, at some point you stack enough single dollar bills and you become rich. The question, one question to ask yourself is which $1 made the difference? Which $1 made the difference? And you might argue, oh, Roy, it's not quite that simple. And yeah, okay, maybe it's not. But at some point, you have enough to, pay for all the food that you want to and need to eat. At some point, you have enough to keep a roof over your head. At some point, you have enough to keep clothes. At some point, you have enough to pay for transportation. At some point, you have enough to pay for some little luxuries. At some point, you have enough to invest money in something. At some point, you're setting aside a lot of money. At some point, like all these different things happen, but at what point do you become rich? I think that it's a fair question. And the way that you get to being rich with just a dollar is that you keep stacking. You add a dollar and add a dollar and add a dollar and add a dollar. And so it becomes about consistent income. It becomes about learning to make more money, learning ways to make more money so that you just have more dollars available to stack even as you're spending it on other things. And also learning ways to save more money, to set aside more money, to spend less of what you make, and to grow your wealth that way. Because, of course, there are two ways to grow your wealth. One is to make more money, and one is to save a higher percentage of what you make. And then there is this third way that is to do both at the same time, which is the way that I learned, that I strongly encourage for you. But the whole point is, I guess, that you may think that you're rich now. You may think that you're not rich now. You may think that being rich is something that's very close. You may think that being rich is something that's very far away. But a lot of people end up in a situation where they feel like, oh, I'm not rich and I'll never be rich. And so it holds them back from the basic behaviors that are going to lead to them being reaching whatever milestone, whatever number of dollar bills in that stack somebody might consider to be rich. When they think, I'm not rich and I never will be, they won't add a dollar to the pile, or they'll more readily take a dollar off the pile and spend it on something. And I'm not trying to say that you shouldn't spend, and I'm not trying to say that you should save or invest every dollar that you make. You should certainly spend your money on things that make you happy, and financial wealth, accumulated financial resources, are a very small part of the total equation of what leads to living a rich life. You know, having as much abundance as you need, having sufficient money to pay for everything that you want and need to live a happy life, it's actually a far smaller number than you might think. Having sufficient abundance to not worry that much about finances, as long as you continue to earn income, that number is not as big as you might think. But also, you're never going to get to whatever that number is if you're not continually developing the habits of making more money and saving more money and learning the skills required to make more money and implementing the practices required to save more money. That's my thought for you today. I thought it's a fun little story that was worth sharing, and a fun new way to think about accumulating money. You know, which dollar actually in that stack of dollar bills makes you rich? You know, people ask, are you rich? Well, what do you mean by that, right? And somebody's definition of rich, you know, do you have to be a billionaire? Do you have to be, you know, arm wrestling with Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and trying to put rockets in space to be rich? Or is the number something very different? Or is it a combination of, you know, financial capital and freedom, like psychological, spiritual, emotional freedom, that I think that a lot of billionaires actually don't even experience at all. So are you rich? You know, and financially, how many dollars do you have to stack to get there? Now, it's worth thinking about. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. It's a little bit of a different type of episode of these regular episodes of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I would love it if you leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found this, how much you enjoyed it, and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are your thoughts and reflections, insights and perspectives on this episode? Leave that in the comments. Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly, and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com to sign up for my daily episodes Monday through Friday, which often talk about copywriting, marketing, business building, and more, but also things like wealth and personal development that are incredibly relevant to being an entrepreneur. And that's all at breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. Plus, there's exclusive benefits available for email subscribers. Again, I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I'm always aiming for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I will catch you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.